Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
It's where America talks golf every Sunday morning, 52 weeks a year. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenoff. We are live at the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, the home of Tee to Green. Great to have you join us for a big show today. We are coming up on one of the biggest events in golf, the 2012 Ryder Cup, the 39th Ryder Cup. The U.S. versus Europe is just around the corner, less than 2 weeks away. The teams are set. Let the games begin. We have a Ryder Cup preview coming your way today here on Tee to Green. The ladies' equivalent of the Ryder Cup is the Solheim Cup, and it's coming to Colorado next August. One of the players expected to be on the European squad is Sandra Gall. She joins us today on Tee to Green, the young, up-and-coming German star who played her college golf here in America and is having a pretty good year this year on the LPGA Tour, Sandra Gell. The FedEx Cup playoffs are continuing with the BMW Championship at Crooked Stick in Indiana. A great leaderboard sharing the lead heading into the final round today. Couple of war horses, 49-year-old Vijay Singh and Phil Mickelson atop the leerboard.
I put it all together today. Putts that were coming close to going in, they went in today, and I was able to make 10 birdies today. So it felt really good, and it was fun to finish on a high note birding the last two.
That's Phil Mickelson, who's turned his game around after struggling for most of the year. And Jerry will take us on tour later in the hour. Also later in the hour, from a company called Easy Locator, we'll be talking to John Schultz. This is a new golf app that's expected to benefit golf course owners, operators, superintendents, and players alike on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Hey, I want you to do us a big favor and check out the all-new and improved teetogreenradio.com, www.teetogreenradio.com, and go to our Facebook page and tell us you like us. We're going to tee it up and hit them long and straight next as we continue. We're live on American Forces Radio, the satellite radio dial, and coast-to-coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Grain brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912, caring for you and your family for the last 100 years, preparing for the next 100. Swan Law Funeral Directors, 501 North Cascade, Colorado Springs. Check them out online at www.swan-law.com. We are America's longest-running network radio golf show. From the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, it's Tee to Green, Jay Ritchie, and Jerry Butenhoff. Coming up later in the hour from Easy Locator, we'll be visiting with John Schultz. And we also have on tape Sandra Gell, who's expected to be a member of the European squad next year when the Solheim Cup comes to Colorado and the Colorado Club near Parker, Colorado. That's just outside of Denver, about 45 minutes from Colorado Springs, where we are located. And the Solheim Cup, the female equivalent of the Ryder Cup. Jerry, the Ryder Cup, I can't believe it's just around the corner. We're less than 2 weeks away from the best European golfers, the best U.S. golfers squaring off at Medina.
I actually watched Davis Love's selection little deal he had on Tuesday morning. That was actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
Tuning into that. You know, kind of the four guys that he picked, you know, somewhat expected. I think maybe Hunter Mahan, probably the big loser. He's played real well. He's won on tour more than once this year. We know he can putt, but I guess in this case it probably came down to him and Furyk for that last spot, and Jim Furyk's experience probably won off. Although lately, in the Ryder Cup at least, Furyk's record's been a little down the last few Ryder Cups. So in spite of the fact that he played very well in the President's Cup last year. So
yeah,
it's kind of gets confusing trying to separate the records of those two events sometimes.
Well, you know, you only have 12 spots, and some are determined by performance, and then the captain gets four picks. And so no matter what you do, somebody's going to get left off. There's always going to be a glaring omission. And this year, it's Hunter
it's
Mahan.
It's like that last team out in the NCAA basketball tournament.
Yeah.
There's always one team that's got good beef that why aren't we in? And in this case, you know, but Hunter Mahan, he's played in those events before. He'll play in them again. And you know, just unfortunate that he couldn't be on this year's team.
There's always something for the talk show guys to argue about.
There, yeah, there is.
For the guys sitting in the bar watching it on TV yep. to argue about. Hunter Mahan left off the team. The U.S. team this year. Here it is. There's four rookies on the team making their first appearance. At age 26, Keegan Bradley, who won the PGA Championship in 2011 and who's continued to play pretty doggone well this year as well. Also making his first appearance, 27-year-old Webb Simpson, the reigning U.S. Open champion. His credentials impeccable. Brant Snedeker making his first appearance at age 31. And Jason Duffner, 35 years old. He's had a heck of a run and a heck of a year and is still playing pretty well. Jason Duffner, his first appearance on the Ryder Cup team. And then you've got, you know, you've got a few guys like Bubba Watson and Matt Kuchar and Dustin Johnson, who are relatively new to Ryder Cups. They're all playing in their second Ryder Cup. And then you got the old veterans, Steve Stricker. You've got Jim Furyk, Zach Johnson, Phil Mickelson, and, of course, Tiger Woods. Tiger in his eighth Ryder Cup, Phil in his ninth Ryder Cup, and Furyk in his eighth Ryder Cup. Interesting thing, if you look at the U.S. team, Jer, and their Ryder Cup records, no one has a winning record on this Ryder Cup team.
Yeah, and that's because the U.S. has lost more than they've won in the last dozen years or so. So, yeah, it's interesting. Snedeker, the guy that really played his way onto the team in the last probably 3 weeks or so, when we talked to TJ O'Claire from PGA.com about a month ago, and we were talking about, you know, that last five or six or seven guys, we didn't talk about Brant Snedeker, but he played his way on in the last 3 weeks, and he can be a birdie machine sometimes. And in that type of format, that's what you need, especially in the better ball competition, when you need birdies to win those holes generally. So
the closest to having a winning record, Steve Stricker, 3-3-1. Zach Johnson is 3-3-1. Jim Furyk, for all the Ryder Cups he's played in, 8-15-4. Phil Mickelson, 11-17-6. And Tiger does not have a winning record in Ryder Cup play. He's 13-14-2.
Well, that's because his team record is abysmal, or has been at times. So, yeah, he hasn't done very well in that first, especially that opening day in the past. But, you know, maybe that'll turn around here this year.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I don't think most people, you know, realize that. They look at names like Furyk and Phil and Tiger and say, oh, gosh, these guys, you know, have had success in Ryder Cup play. But when you look at the actual records, no one with a winning record on the American team. Davis Love III, the captain, his vice captains, Fred Couples, Mike Hulbert, Jeff Sluman, and Scott Verplank.
Right. And, you know, having said all that about the records, you know, you can kind of throw them out to some degree. This is a brand new year, and everybody on that list is pretty high up in the world ranking right now, on both teams, actually. So the quality of both fields, outstanding this year.
Exactly. And, boy, you look at the European roster, you talk about the world rankings. The one guy making his first appearance, one rookie on the European squad, Jose Maria Olazabal, is the captain, and the rookie is Nicholas Kolsertz, 29 years old, European player who's had a pretty good year this year, too.
He has, since, let's call it Memorial Day, he has probably been as consistently good as anybody on the European Tour. He's won once or twice, and a lot of people don't know about him over here, but that was a pretty good pick, and I think he will play very well for them.
Making their second appearance on the European squad, 34-year-old Peter Hansen, 27-year-old Martin Keimer, the PGA champion 2 years ago. Paul Lawry, 43 years old, earned his way on the squad. Former British Open champion, his second time on the European squad. Rory McIlroy, right now the consensus number one in the world, just 23 years old. He'll be making his second appearance. Francisco Molinari had a good year last year. Has been okay this year, but not as good as last year. 29 years old, he's on the European squad for the second time. And Justin Rose, 32 years old, makes it for the second time as well. Then you've got Luke Donald, fifth appearance. Sergio Garcia, sixth appearance. You've got Graham McDowell on the European squad in the Ryder Cup for the third time in his career. Ian Poulter, who's playing really well right now and is a good Ryder Cup player, 36 years old, making his fifth appearance. And Lee Westwood, also at 39, making his ninth appearance on the European Ryder Cup squad.
About 2 months ago, it was pretty sure he was going to be on the team anyway, but Sergio maybe was being looked at as, well, he could be a detriment, but not anymore. He has gone on a hot streak also. Paul Lawry, by the way, for people that don't remember, he was the beneficiary at the British Open when Jan Vandeveld stumbled, if to put it politely, on the 18th hole at Carnoustie. Remember that? He was only 30 years old back then. That's how long ago that was already, 1999 and everything. Pretty good team there. Eight countries represented in the 12 players there this year. So a good sprinkling of the entire part of Europe. And you mentioned Francisco Molinari. His brother Eduardo has probably played better than him in the last couple months or so, but Eduardo did not qualify for the team on the point system.
Kolsarts and Poulter were the captain's picks. The glaring omission, I guess you could say, for the European squad would be Padraig Harrington, who is not on the European team.
Well, but it's a good pick. I mean, I don't think he has consistently played. When he's been, his bad weeks have been very bad. And I think that, you know, it really hurt him, obviously. Poulter was a no-brainer pick, probably. And like I said, the way Kolsarts has played the last 3 months, him over Harrington, I don't think, for Jose Maria, I don't think that was a tough choice at all.
Jose Maria Olazabal, the captain, the vice captains for the European squad are Thomas Bjorn, Darren Clark, Miguel Angel Jimenez, and Paul McGinley, 39th Ryder Cup. They'll square off in less than 2 weeks at Medina Country Club in Illinois, just outside of Chicago. And I'm going to say the Europeans are going to successfully defend their title.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun, that's for sure.
At least right now, that's my prediction. That could change.
The line could change by then, right?
Yeah. We'll take a break when we come back. Speaking of Europeans from the LPGA Tour and Germany, Sandra Gall joins us next here on Tee to Green.
Stay tuned for a $1 million Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. Other amenities include 54 holes of championship golf, 7 tennis courts, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, riding stables, a fly fishing school, and the nearby Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Good morning, everyone. This is Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. This morning, I'm going to talk to you about a few driving tips and how to help you get off the tee better. A couple things we want you to be aware of. One is grip pressure. Very, very important. Most people grip the club too tightly. Make sure you've got the grip nice and light in your hands. Just no more tension on there than enough to hold the club. Secondly, you want to hit something that you can get off the tee and in play. Do not be so worried about hitting 10 yards further with the driver if you hit it perfectly. If you hit the 3-wood on the sweet spot, go ahead and hit that. The other thing I want you to worry about is when you turn with a driver, the object is to get a nice full shoulder turn. You take the club away, the butt end of the club and your belt buckle need to go in unison on your takeaway. Lastly, you need to pose on your right toe at finish. That will make sure that you hit all the ball with all your weight.
For more on driving, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
The show by golfers for golfers. It's Tee to Green. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hey, don't forget, for all your repair and remodeling needs, it's at your service. There's no job too small or too big. Call Daryl at 719-216-2717 or shoot him an email at atyourservice@hotmail.com. At your service, more than a handyman. Well, we talked about the Ryder Cup, which is happening next week. A little less than a year from
now,
Jerry.
3 weeks, actually.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're getting ahead of yourself here. Still got the Tour Championship to squeeze in there
yet.
That's true. First.
Yeah.
Just a tiny little tournament in between there first.
Can't get too far ahead of myself. Less than a year from now, the female equivalent of the Ryder Cup, which is the Solheim Cup, will be at the Colorado Club in Parker, Colorado, which is just southeast of Denver, a little outside of Denver, and about 45 minutes to an hour away from Colorado Springs here, and the best American golfers against the best European-born golfers square off in that run from the ladies' side. And a couple of weeks ago, we had a chance to go up to the Colorado Club. They had a little bit of a preview, a press dealy, and one of the people who attended was Sandra Gall from the LPGA Tour, who is expected to be a member of the European squad. She was on the last European Solheim Cup team a season ago in 2011. She posted an 0-2-1 record. She's 32 years old out of Cologne, Germany, but she played her collegiate golf here in the U.S. at the University of Florida. Her rookie year on tour was 2008. She's got one win to her credit, the 2011 Kia Classic. She's played pretty well this year. No wins, but she's had a lot of top 10, top 15, top 20 finishes on the LPGA Tour.
And she's playing well this week. She's 8 under par right now. That's 8 off the lead. Probably not a win in store for her there either, but right in the mix again this week.
And she's one of the up-and-coming rising stars of the LPGA Tour, and we sat down with her to talk about her career and the Solheim Cup. One of the players hoping to make that European squad, Sandra Gall, joins us right now from the LPGA Tour. Sandra, welcome to you, Tee to Green, and welcome to Colorado.
Well, thank you.
So are you familiar with, besides coming to Colorado last year and playing in the Women's Open at the Broadmoor, are you familiar with altitude, playing golf at altitude?
No, not at all, actually. I think last year at the U.S. Open was my first experience really seeing the ball go that far, and looking forward to the Solheim Cup. You know, you definitely got to do a bit of more math than you usually do, but it's a great setting.
And of course, you played college golf here in America, so it's not like you're not used to playing golf here in the
right.
U.S. at all. But
mm-hmm.
it'll be playing
golf in the Solheim Cup mm-hmm. in the, for the first time for you.
No, actually, I was a rookie.
In America.
Yes, I was a rookie 2011. We played in Europe, and it will be the first time on U.S. soil, which I think is going to be definitely a big challenge for us because we don't have the support of the home crowds. But I think we're really looking forward to stepping up to that challenge, and since we won the last one, you know, definitely want to retain it.
But you think the Solheim Cup is going to be like versus what it is like? Were your expectations any different from the reality?
Well, you never really know what it feels like once you're up there on the first tee, but I definitely was nervous, and I knew it was going to be a lot of pressure that week because, you know, you're not playing just for yourself. You know, when you make a mistake yourself, you only have yourself to blame, but you're playing for a team, and you want everyone to do so well. So it was sort of a surprise, but a good one. I think, in a way, it was the biggest women's event I've ever played in.
Did you have a lot of match play experience before you played on the Solheim Cup?
Yes, I did. Playing amateur golf in Europe, it's a lot of match play events. So you're used to it. But however, you know, I turned pro 5 years ago, and we only have one match play event per year. So I'm kind of missing it. You know, you do get into that mindset playing aggressively, and you know, it's a great way to play golf.
The Solheim Cup week is so different because there's stuff going on, for 3 or 4 days before the actual competition. Mm-hmm. A lot of the American gals that we have talked to that are veterans have said that they always try and do a good job with helping the rookies go through all that. Did you get that 2 years ago in Ireland from some of the more experienced players?
Yeah, they prepared us that there's not going to be much time that you're going to get for yourself and how much things you have to sign. And how busy your schedule is. I mean, literally, you land Monday and you might have half an hour for yourself, apart from a good night's sleep. You know, it's just one event after the other, and they definitely did a good job of preparing us, yes.
Is it hard to practice during those days?
It is, actually. There's not much practice going on. It's a lot of team pictures, pictures with sponsors, fans, signing, press conference, media attendance, you know, gala dinners, you name it. It's just so packed.
So it's probably a relief when you finally get a chance
yes.
to play the golf.
Yeah, right? Once you're on the golf course, you're happy to be there.
Do you have to bring fancier clothes that week with you for all the stuff that's going on Tuesday and Wednesday?
No, that's actually another part of the schedule is to kind of do a clothes fitting. You know, they
okay.
have people who adjust our clothing and bring all that to the tournament. And yeah, that's taken care of.
You've had a chance to see the Colorado Club, the golf course, a little bit. What are your impressions, and will this course be good for match play?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I love this course. I think it's so good for match play. Every hole, I think, is a great challenge, and all the greens are very, very small and undulated, so it's just depending on how they set it up, if it's probably going to be firm and fast. So your irons have to be just really spot on, and if they're not, it's all going to be about putting and chipping. And then you have, you know, some holes that you can just play different strategies.
Talking about strategy there, the 2013 Solheim Cup was to be played at the Colorado Club in Parker, Colorado. And that's Sandra Gall, who should be on the European team for that event. Could be one of their big stars as well.
Could be. Like you said, she won an event last year, her first win on tour. If you haven't seen her, she's tall, 6 feet or just shy of it, one of the longer hitters. So that will benefit her, especially up at that particular course, in the team events, especially whether she's partnering with someone in the better ball or the alternate shot. She could be a very important player for them.
And she really likes the course, as we
yep,
just
she
heard.
Does. Yeah. And she's both teams have been, and this is the case with all these team events. Both the team captains have basically been told by the club, hey, bring your girls out whenever you want to. We'll find the times for you to go out there and play the course between now and next August. And some of the players from both teams have done that. Both captains have been out to play the course and take a look at it. And going to be fun. First time that Colorado has hosted this type of event, so it should be really cool.
It has turned into, as similar to the men's side, the biggest event in women's golf. Yeah.
Americans have never lost at home yet.
On U.S. soil.
And so there's that angle to going into next year. And I think the record is 8-4, the U.S. now, I believe, through the first 12.
I think
is that right?
So. Yep. And the Europeans are the defending champions, so they'll be looking to defend. The Americans trying to take it away here on U.S. soil where they have never lost. That happens next August at the Colorado Club in Parker, Colorado. And I'm going to be a guy right here and say not only is Sandra fun to talk to, great golfer, she's very easy on the eyes as well.
Pretty much. Pretty much. I had a couple of six-foot-tall European gals playing out there that day. That was fun to watch. They had a little exhibition up there, and before we talked to them afterwards, it was a really fun day.
The other was Anna Nordqvist.
Anna Nordqvist, Sweden. Yep.
We'll probably in the next 2-3 weeks play that interview back for you as well. Standing by from Easy Locator. If you're a golf club operator, if you're a player, you want to hear what this guy has to tell us about Easy Locator. John Schultz coming up next as we continue. We're at the Broadmoor Resort. Tee to Green live and in real time on the internet at sportsbyline.com. Link to that through our website, the all-new and improved teetogreenradio.com.
Hey, let's play some video games. It's Steve Masters with Got Game.
This is your last chance to come in clean.
What's he gonna do, arrest me? Call me a rogue cop?
The more I play Sleeping Dogs, the better it gets.
You know what happens to rats, Wade? You come in out of nowhere and some little guys start to get arrested?
The fighting combos are tight. And running through the Hong Kong streets, it feels just like in the movies.
That's the attitude that makes us strong. Loyalty. Discretion.
Sleeping Dogs. You don't want to miss this game. The latest Spider-Man game has robotic crab things attacking you. And your girlfriend gets infected.
It's evolved, mutated. There's no antidote to cure this.
The Amazing Spider-Man. Yeah, I'm still playing this one, too. I'm Steve Masters for Got Game. With news and reviews, it's gotgame.com.
And now from Dice.com, the career hub for tech. How 30 seconds can impact a tech career. A brief symposium. You could spend 30 seconds forwarding a funny video to a colleague. Impact? A lukewarm high five in the hallway. You could flirt with the new receptionist.
Hey, how's it going?
Impact? A stern reprimand from HR. And 2 hours of mandatory sensitivity training. Or you could join a talent community on Dice.com and get the latest news, job, and career advice that matches your interests. Dice has talent communities like mobile development, software engineering, and project management, just to name a few. Each community is spam-free and moderated by a guide with the same passion that you have, and it's free to join. Visit Dice.com/talent to join the community. That's Dice.com/talent. So the next time you have 30 seconds, spend them wisely. Dice.com, the career hub for tech.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. Other amenities include 54 holes of championship golf, 7 tennis courts, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, riding stables, and the nearby Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today, I want to talk to you about how to read a green and a few things you can do to help yourself in that endeavor. As you are going to your putt, from the cart path, approaching the green, if you're walking, take a look at it on your way to your ball. Now, that doesn't mean you get to your ball and then you go around. On your way to where your ball is, take a look at it. Take a look at the slope. Take a look at any grain that might be prevalent, anything that can give you a tip there. Second thing is, feel it with your feet. Oftentimes, you can feel slope with your feet that you can't normally see. Once you get into that habit, you'll be amazed about how much subtle slope you'll be able to detect with your feet. And when you're behind your ball, giving it a look, always try to envision how running water would flow from where your golf ball is. So it may go to the right at one point and back to the left. It may start high and sweep down. That's the best way to envision the way a putt will go in the which direction to envision flowing water.
For more on getting it up and down, check out the website, tdgreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
This segment of Tee to Green brought to you by our friends at Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912, 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. Swan Law Funeral Directors, 501 North Cascade, Colorado Springs, online at swan-law.com. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff at the Broadmoor Resort here in Colorado Springs, Colorado, where things are busy this morning. A little chilly this morning, Jerry, but it's warming up nicely. It'd be a good day for golf, but you can certainly tell summer's winding down and fall is just around the corner.
It is, and especially you and I are getting a few fall allergies, too, so that that's also an indicator, isn't it?
To go with our summer allergies.
There you go, yeah. Yes,
and our spring allergies.
Summer wasn't so bad here. As hot and dry as it was, I survived that pretty well. It
wasn't as bad as past summers.
No.
Our next guest is with a company called Easy Locator, and I was looking on their website and sitting around trying to figure out how best to describe Easy Locator when I introduced him, and you know what I came up with? I'm going to let him, describe it. John Schultz.
Good call.
John Schultz joins us right now with Easy Locator. John, welcome to Tee to Green. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning. Thank you very much for having me on this morning.
Where are you this morning?
Well, I'm in Dallas, Texas, and I just heard you talking about the weather in Colorado, and we are extremely blessed today. We had a low of 62 this morning, but we're only going to get up to 90. So some of that cool Colorado weather has made its way to Texas, and we're thankful for that.
Okay,
that it's only 90 in September. See, that's a little different than where we are here.
Well, we'll keep sending it your way, too. How's that? So Easy Locator, in a nutshell, kind of tell us what you're all about and what you guys do.
Well, in a nutshell, it is a tool to help the superintendent try to find the optimum pin location on every green every single day, make it easy on him to communicate that to his cup cutter, and enhance the playing experience of every player. We as players oftentimes get really kind of tired and disturbed by seeing the same pin locations over and over and over. And the superintendent is challenged with trying to find the optimum pin locations and manage the green proactively to keep disease and wear and tear away from the green. So we're really focusing on how do we improve the game, improve the experience, for everyone by helping to try to manage the effectiveness and playability of every grain.
How long have you been doing this? How long has Easy Locator been around?
Well, it's interesting. This idea came from a 19th hole discussion. As a player, you know, we always, you know, almost every great idea and every problem is solved in the 19th hole these days.
Pretty much.
Yes.
And this was about 5-6 years ago, and a group of us, we played every Saturday, every Sunday. We're always complaining about pin locations. And so a couple of us sat down, decided that the best thing to do is do something about it. And so it was basically a genesis of our 19th hole conversation. My experience as a top amateur, my experience as a player, my experience as a dad who had coached three young sons to play college golf, I felt I wanted to take a tournament-like experience to the everyday player. And we've been very successful in doing that.
John, give us an idea how pin locations are set in most places. They have a dartboard in the back room? Is that how it's done? Or what do most clubs do?
What we have found is about 80 to 90% of most clubs use a standard manual system. And most people will look at it as a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 system, a quadrant system, front, middle, back. And this is a manual system basically that was developed over the years through practice where somebody would want to move the pin around and try to create a little bit of variety and a little bit of wear and tear. What happened is it left a decision, a key important part of this whole process, to the cup cutter, where if he was given a specific zone or a specific area to put the pin in, he would have to make a decision or a choice. And in doing so, he would always look to where an old cup was previously put. So he would tend to basically put one right there. So if you go out to an area or green that has that kind of system, you'll see a bunch of cups in the same area. I call that the shotgun approach. It's like somebody took a shotgun and shot the green full of cups. What we do is we basically analyze the entire surface area of the green and find all of the possible locations that are available on the green. Every green is different. Every green, the size is different. The undulation is different. Front to back, it may slope more on some of the greens. So we take into account every green individually, and we treat each green individually in our analysis. We then put all that information into a computer, and computers are really tools to help us basically manage information. And based upon that information that we gather on the front end, the superintendent now has more choices. One of the most famous and most widely used comment that I hear players all the time say, I've never seen that pin in that place before. And you see this big grin on their face every time they say that.
John, I was the cup cutter one summer working at a country club in Los Angeles. And back then, basically, I was free reign wherever I wanted to put it, as long as it was in a different section of the green. My guess is that part of what you guys do is allow the superintendents you're giving them more options of places to put the pins, but I'm guessing that there's you have some sort of maybe a slope angle built in there, and it also tells where not to put them also. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. When we do our analysis up front, the USGA basically deems a cuppable location that has what's about 2% of slope. In terms of degrees, that's probably about 3 degrees of slope. So that's not very much. And what happens is if somebody tries to eyeball that out there, oftentimes they'll make a poor choice, because it's really a pretty sensitive operation. So what we do is we basically take our analysis, understand all of the areas where to put it, but more importantly, you're absolutely correct where not to put it. And if a poor cup cutter has little or no guidance on where not to put it, oftentimes he may make that one mistake. And he can make 17 great cup choices, but that one maybe on the 18th hole that people are 3 and 4 putting, boy, that sure does bring up the ire in the 19th hole.
Yeah, so, and that's the one that we'll remember.
and I guarantee everybody will go to the pro shop or to the superintendent and say, "Gee, what crazy person put that pin there?"
John Schultz is with us. Easy Locator is the company. John, take us through the process. Say I'm Joe Golf Course Operator, and I want Easy Locator for my golf course. How does it all work? How does it come together?
Well, it really is a pretty simple process. We try to take the load off the facility when it comes to doing the whole thing. So we do it as a turnkey setup. We actually bring one of our employees out to the facility. We use a 3D scanner on each green. So if you've ever played any of these video games that they're out there where they show the slope and the image of it, we do exactly what you see from a video game perspective. We understand in thorough detail what that green looks like. So we do that for all 18 greens. We then take that information, bring it back to our office, and analyze the topology of each individual green and choose the right locations. We then put all that into our software, and within 2 weeks, the facility is up and running. Through our training and education, they're able to use it from day one. In most cases, we're able to select probably anywhere from 150 to 200 different locations per green. Now, each green is different. So one green may have 200, The second green may only have, say, 125. So the nice thing about our product is that we're able to make each green unique and to be able to manage each green in a unique fashion. The other additional benefit is every green is treated differently. So you may have a problem area of a green, and we have found that there's typically 2 to 3 greens per golf course that the superintendent is absolutely pulling his hair out. You know, whether it's wear and tear, disease, you know, the size of the green is causing. So it allows him to help do that. So we're able to enable, disable areas of the green to basically improve the health and condition of the greens. So what we're finding is our superintendents are really raving about this. This is another tool to basically help provide a better product for the membership.
John, I understand heading into next year, you either are about to or are working with Marion already, host of next year's U.S. Open. Is that right?
Yes, we are actually working with Marion. Marion became a client of ours early in the year. Matt Schaefer, the director of grounds, was just ecstatic about the product. One of the things that he sees is that when we did our mapping system, he was able to find pin locations that he thought were cuppable, but his cup cutter, you know, just didn't quite go to that edge. So, and the nice thing about it is he can move the pins around, manage it. Probably about a month or so prior to that, he'll be working with the USGA, understanding where the USGA wants to pin the locations for the tournament, and so he'll be able to keep play away from that. Joe Alonzi at Westchester Country Club is another customer of ours, and last year when they had the Champions Tour event, he did the same thing. A month before, he was able to isolate areas of the green because he knew where the tour is going to put the pin. He kept member play away from that, kept the pristine golf conditions for the tournament, but also gave the variety for the membership, and the membership really didn't know what Joe was doing.
John, if I'm a member or just a golfer and I'm listening to this interview today and I'm wondering, how is this going to benefit me? How does it benefit the golfer?
Well, first of all, it benefits the golfer from number one is we all have, you know, we all look for the best greens. You know, television has encouraged every golfer to basically want their golf course to be the very best condition all the time. So you're going to get an improved condition from tee to green. So that we focus on the green. The golfer is going to have information at his hand. Typically, the club can produce a daily pin sheet that shows the outline image of the green. There's a dot where the location of the flagstick is. We give information from the middle of the green to the hole. We also give information from the front of the green and from either edge of the green, which is closest to the pin, just like they do in a tournament-like environment. And this is done on a daily basis. So if I'm a player and I'm standing out there 150 yards from the flag and I see it's a little bit back, and it's back right, and I've got to carry a bunker, I may want to play to the middle of the green. Typically, I have information that I can see to help make that determination extremely easy.
John, we're just about out of time. I was just going to say, if our listeners want more information, the website is goeasylocator.com. That's go, the letter E, the letter Z, locator, goeasylocator.com. And if your club has pin sheets, chances are they're courtesy of Easy Locator. John Schultz, our guest. John, thanks for joining us today, and continued success and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
That's John Schultz, Easy Locator, goeasylocator.com, with us today here on Tee to Green. Jerry's looking it up right now. He's got all the information coming your way as he takes us on tour as Tee to Green continues from the Broadmoor, Colorado Springs, Colorado. We're back after this.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf. Boy, another hour just flying by today here on Tee to Green. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff. We're not done yet. Jerry's here to take us on tour.
I understand, of course, that the NFL is opening up today, but if you want to watch some golf, there's a pretty darn good leaderboard at the BMW Championship at Crooked Stick outside Indianapolis. Check these names out. Tied for the lead, Vijay Singh and Phil Mickelson, minus 16 after Phil 10 birdies and a 64 yesterday. One shot back, Rory McIlroy, Lee Westwood. That's a pretty good pairing there. Two shots back, Adam Scott, Dustin Johnson, Robert Garrigus, and Tiger Woods three back.
Not bad at
all. That ain't bad at all at the top. Let's hear from a couple of them. Vijay talks about, believe it or not, working hard.
Well, I worked enough. I think it's paying off. I just have tomorrow to deal with. I'm very optimistic, and you know, I'm playing well. I could tell myself that. You know, I'm still in the lead, and I'm going to go out there tomorrow and see what happens.
And Mickelson in the mix for the first time in a while. He's enjoying his improved play this week.
It's fun to get right in the mix. My game feels better each day. And because the fairways are soft and receptive, the greens are soft and receptive, you could make a lot of birdies. I'm hoping to light it up again tomorrow.
Kingsmill Championship at Williamsburg, Virginia on the women's side. Paula Kramer with a 65 yesterday jumps to the top, minus 16. Two better than G.A. Shin. Four ahead of Dewey Schrieffel and Daniel Kang, and then Ai Miyazato, Atham Munoz, and Stacey Lewis playing better than her football team is this weekend. Is the
that's
Hogs.
Not, that's not a bad leaderboard.
That's a
either.
Pretty good board there, too. It is.
All right. I'd like to thank Sandra Gow for taking time to visit with us a couple weeks back. We played that interview back for you today here on TD Green. And our last guest from Easy Locator, GoEasyLocator.com to find out more information. We appreciate John Schultz for being on Tee to Green today. And we thank you for joining us as well. For Scott back at our studios, for Jerry, I'm Jay. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.